Attend the world's best business workshop led by America's number one business coach for free by subscribing on iTunes and leaving us an objective review. Claim your tickets by emailing us proof that you did it and your contact information to info@thrivetimeshow.com.
All right, Thrive Nation, welcome back to the Thrive Time Show on your radio, the show where we are 100% focused 100% of the time on helping you learn the practical skills that will help you to pay the bills. And sometimes on this show, I feel that it is my duty to help build up the faith of somebody listening. There's somebody out there today. I'm not sure who it is. There's probably two of you, maybe three, four, maybe, there it is, five.
Six, seven, seven?
There's some people out there that you have a professional skill. You went to college and you graduated with honors in that profession. You now know how to be a doctor. You know how to be a dentist. You know how to be a lawyer, but you have no patients. You have no clients. And you're starting to wonder, what did I do wrong? How come I'm not, I thought it would be different. And so on today's show, we're going to talk about the power of the mastermind. We're going to talk about the power of the mastermind. We're going to talk about how your network is your net worth. We're going to talk about how one man started out in the career of being a petroleum chemist and then realized, you know what, this isn't actually probably my calling. You see, because the word vocation means calling. Vacation means to retreat from. So he's, you know, working as a petroleum chemist. He realizes, you know what? I'm good at this. I studied this, but I think my calling, I think I'm being called to become a chiropractor. So he goes back into school. I'm sure a humbling experience to go. How old were you, Dr. Sibby, when you went back to school?
24.
24. So you go back to school, and then how old were you when you came out and became a chiropractor?
I was 31.
31. So you can kind of see how at the age of 31, he hits the restart button, the reset button. For those of you who are familiar with Nintendo, back in the day, the old move would be if you were losing the game, the neighbor kid who was kind of a feisty guy, he would usually just hit the reset button.
And all of
a
sudden,
and he would reset the game. And that was kind of a dirty move.
My cousin used to do that. Really? Rusty, if you're listening, you jerk.
Now, if you're listening today and you need to hit the reset button with some of your expenses, one of the things you need to do is look around your office and look for some things that cost you a lot of money. Because in order to create time freedom and financial freedom, you really, really do need to reduce your fixed costs if possible. And one of those fixed costs that every office has is printing supplies. Toner, printing supplies, office stuff. And it takes time to go to Office Depot. And if you're a busy professional trying to build your business, you don't have time to go to Office Depot and try to pay a lot more money than you should for toner. Nor do you have the time to go shop around and compare prices and clip coupons. No, you just want to have your office supplies delivered when you need them. And you want to have the best prices in the region. And Chuck, that's why without reservation, we recommend that all of our listeners go to onyximaging.com. Chuck, tell all the listeners about onyximaging.com.
These guys are your one-stop business shop for all of your office needs, okay? I meet with these guys every week, and they are super stand-up guys. They have high character, and we talk about how one of the pain points they solve for their clients is that when the printers are down, the team sits around.
Oh, when the printers are down, the team sits around.
And they're just sitting there not making money for the company. And so these guys will actually, if your printer's down, they'll bring you a loaner printer for free. They'll take your printer, they'll fix it right there, or they'll take it back to their warehouse, and they'll fix this thing. They have 60 to 70% cheaper cartridges than the OEM original manufactured parts. Get a hold of these guys. Find out how they can get you your office supplies, same next day delivery, price match guarantee. It's almost a no-brainer to not even give them a try, right? There's no contracts. A lot of these printer service companies hold you to a 12-month or 24-month contract, month-to-month with these guys, okay? OnyxImaging.com, O-N-Y-X, imaging.com, or just call them at 918-627-6611, 918-627-6611.
You know, you said the word OEM, and Elon Musk and I are waging war on acronyms, because then there's somebody out there doesn't know what that means, Chep, so I'm gonna read the listeners.
Please do.
This stands for Original Equipment Manufacturer.
That's right. So that would be like Canon or HP or Brothers or any of these people that are charging you an arm and a leg for these printer cartridges. My guys over at Onyx, I promise you, they can save you 60 to 70% on those toner cartridges. Not only that, they manufacture them right here in Tulsa. They hand check every single one, and they offer a lifetime warranty on them.
And again, if your pain point is you're paying too much for office supplies, check out Onyx Imaging today. Now, the great one. The NHL has many players that have played in this league, obviously. A lot of names people would know. But the most, I would say, universally recognized name in the history of professional hockey is Wayne Gretzky. Because he was kind of like the Tiger Woods of golf. Tiger Woods transcended his sport. Everybody knew, whether you like Tiger Woods or not, or you like golf or not, you know the name Tiger Woods.
True.
Michael Jordan's the same way, where he was so great at his sport that he became known by everybody outside of that sporting a niche. And so Wayne Gretzky, he won some championships while playing for the Edmonton Oilers, I believe. And but the LA Kings wanted him, and so he brought hockey to Los Angeles essentially, and he made hockey an American sport. And along the way, I'm sure he had some bumps and bruises. And then I guess he got a referral from his PR consultant, and next thing you know, Dr. Sibley, who we have on the show today, got asked to treat Wayne Gretzky. So did you fly out to LA, or where did you meet Wayne Gretzky?
We flew to Van Nuys, California, and that's where. His business manager, Mike Barkham, and Wayne were there waiting for us.
How old was Wayne at the time? Was Wayne like in his 30s or was he 20s at this point?
At the 30s.
30s. And what didn't hurt on Wayne Gretzky's body at this point in his career?
His earlobes? Were they feeling okay?
Everything hurt.
I can only imagine. Oh, my gosh.
So with Wayne, what were you trying to treat there mainly? I mean, did he just want consistent adjustments, or did he have some serious injuries?
No, he had a serious injury, and he was facing possibly surgery. And so I gave him my advice on that, and that was not to have surgery.
Right.
So Wayne Gretzky, was it consistent adjustments, or was it a one-time thing, or was it more of advice that you gave the guy, or what was kind of that treatment?
It was an exam and a one-time thing because there wasn't really anything to do. I mean, he just needed time.
Right, right. So, again, I just want to make sure that the listeners get this. The Wayne Gretzky, who won 4 Stanley Cup championships, who was the best player in his sport, reached out to Dr. Sibley. And you know why he did that? It's because you can either learn from mentors or mistakes. You want to reach out to somebody who clearly knows more than you know about the specific problem you're facing. And so if you have asthma, back pain, carpal tunnel issues, fatigue, elbow pain, headaches, heel spurs, shingles, Dr. Sibley, how can you possibly help with shingles?
We treat shingles practically every day. When I was director of chiropractic for cancer treatment centers, I studied under a gentleman who taught laser to the Italians and the French and the Russians. So he was pretty much in the know. So the first case he sent me, because he was too busy to treat, was shingles. So I called him up on the phone. I said, "What are you talking about?"
Really?
Yeah. So we sat down, talked about it, and understood that the 830 microlight cold laser has yellow and green lights, which is the death sentence. Ooh. To the shingles virus.
When we come back, Dr. Sibley's going to break down how he can treat shingles and chronic pain at Sibley Chiropractic. Stay tuned.
Get ready to enter the Thrive Time Show.
The Z and I be the C, teaching business skills from clay to Z. We both grew up poor, but we're poor no more. The goal of this show is to help you score. So I couldn't see the mic until my son could see, but I learned to rock the mic in the high school scene. A young DJ with a $1 million dream, numb to the pain that rejection brings. So I, like a sock farmer, sweated for that green. Now I'm on your radio with a thank you and please. Share this podcast with a friend and enemy. Now it's talks of business from clay to Z.
It's a Thrive Time Show on the radio. Yes, it
is. Oh, yes, Thrive Nation. Welcome back to The Conversation. Yeah. It is a Thrive Time Show on your radio. And before the break, Dr. Sibley was talking about how he can treat shingles. If you're listening today and you have severe pain in your back, I think a lot of people think of, hey, I'll go to a chiropractor. If you have severe pain, though, and you go, I think I have shingles. Well, this could be like a very painful rash. What it is, it's a viral infection that causes a painful rash. And although shingles can occur pretty much anywhere in the human body, it most often appears as a single stripe of blisters that wraps around either the left or right side of your torso. And shingles is caused by, Dr. Sibley, what would you say it's caused by? What would you say shingles is caused by?
Virus.
Virus. And so, you know, maybe you say, I know about shingles, but I actually want shingles.
I need shingles.
I need shingles. If you're saying to yourself, speaking of shingles, I want shingles, then you're not, I would say, what? I mean, for anybody just tuning in, they say, I want the shingles.
I'm in need of shingles.
You're talking about shingles with Dr. Sibley, and I want shingles. I'd like to skip the blisters part, but I've got a hole that's out of control in my roof, Chuck. I need to fix my roof. I need to make the rain stop dripping into my house. I've got to fix the roof.
Well, we've got a good piece of advice for you guys. If you are out there looking for shingles, well, stay away from the virus. Oh, you don't want to get the shingles wrapping around.
That was a 1-2 combo.
Ba-boom, ba-boom. But here's what the deal is. If you've got issues with your roof, it's springtime, there's rains, we're going to get some hailstorms, you got to get a hold of the guys at Messick Roofing, M-E-S-S-I-C-K roofing.com. These guys have been in business since 1962, Clay. 1962.
Yeah, that is a long amount of time.
With shingles.
That is nice. I tell you what, Chip, if I want some singles, what's the phone number I should call those guys at? I love the – it's hard for me to say singles, but singles. I want to have some singles.
He's single and ready to mingle.
Chip, 918-747-7141.
Again, 918-747-7141. MessickRoofing.com, M-E-S-S-I-C-K roofing.com.
Chip, you know that I can't say singles. Why would you make me redo that read? This is just mean. That is Ooh, thick and wrong.
That is just thick.
Okay, so again, go to Messick Roofing. Check out those guys. Tell them Clay Clark sent you. If you do it during today's show, we will give you a free copy of my book, Thrive. If you do it after today's show and you really want a copy of my book, I'm sure that with enough hostile threats, you could probably get a book. But you really just
I'll give you shingles if you don't give me a book.
Okay, so Dr. Sibley, how can you help treat shingles?
Well, we use the Microlight laser, and it is one of the things that kill or subdue the virus. And the virus is going rampant. It follows the nerve around the torso, like Clay said. And it is very painful. I've had patients come in with shingles that they've had them for 7 months.
Oh, my gosh.
And they're miserable. So we use the laser, just treat those lesions with the cold laser, and I've had remission in one visit. I've had remission in 10 visits. It just depends on how bad your shingles are. So it works. I've not had a case that it didn't work.
It's amazing.
On.
So if you're listening today and you have shingles, definitely reach out to Dr. John Sibley. You have back pain, Dr. John Sibley. You have allergies. I am excited to begin some ongoing treatment with Dr. Sibley here, because I pretty much wake up every morning with like a head funk. Every single morning I wake up and basically I wake up and say, I'm in Oklahoma. Now, if I wake up in San Diego, we used to travel to San Diego a lot. I wake up, or Denver.
Yeah.
Denver, my head's very clear. I don't have any. But every single morning in Oklahoma, if the weather changes at all, if it rains at all, I'll wake up and I'll just feel it. If it's gets colder, hot, something, if the temperature changes, and we're in Oklahoma, so it changes a lot.
Right.
Allergies absolutely just will wipe you out. And so I've just kind of embraced that I'm going to every third day have some chronic allergies. How can you help with allergies, Dr. Sibley?
Well, allergies we treat in two different ways. We use a thing called electronic acupuncture, which is no needles. It's just treating the acupuncture points associated with sinus allergy and headache with a mild electronic or electrical current. Then we also go to the spine. There's always some kind of segmental dysfunction, and or a lot of doctors may say, well, your neck is out of place. Well, it really just gets stuck. It doesn't get out of place. So we reduce those segmental dysfunctions come back with electronic acupuncture, and we've gotten rid of allergies in as quick as, you know, 2 or 3 visits.
Wow.
I've got a question for you, Dr. Sibley. What about people with plantar fasciitis? I've suffered from this in the past years ago. It's gone away. Luckily, it's never come back. But that is something that, I tell you what, can be debilitating. If you got to get up and get going in the mornings and your feet are hurting really bad, it can be hard to get around.
I had plantar fasciitis in both feet for 1 year.
Ooh.
It was awful. It was awful.
Yeah.
I would talk to patients. I'd have to take the weight off one foot, then put the weight on the other.
Just always lingering there.
It was awful until I found the 830 microlight laser.
Oh, wow.
So what it does, if we know what the plantar fascia is, fascia is just a tough, tough, tendinous piece of material on the bottom of your foot.
Okay.
Okay? So it has very poor blood supply, doesn't heal quickly. So what the laser does is it goes in and releases a compound called ATP. Well, ATP is the catalyst for healing and reproducing tissue in your body, okay? So that's what we do. So we hit those points, those sore points, and we were talking about heel spurs. Well, I'll x-ray people's feet, and they've got heel spurs, and I'll go, you know, you got a heel spur? No.
Hmm.
Well, it's not the heel spur that causes the pain. It's the plantar fascia.
Okay.
So that's why we use the 830 microlight laser on that. And I can't tell you, I probably treat at least 15 cases of that a day.
Wow. One of the things I want to make sure that we tap into today, as we have Dr. Sibley on the show, is an honored guest here, is the power of the mastermind. And I don't think people know what this is, and I don't think that I have done a good enough of a job on the show bringing up the power of this. And I'll just give you an example. My son used to play hockey, and he played hockey the Tulsa Junior Oilers program, and I have no problem with the directors of the program. I thought they did a good job, but I want to make sure that you understand what I'm saying to you, Mr. Listener here. We would go to these tournaments. We'd stay at like someplace like the Holiday Inn, and usually at the tournament, you know, Rogers, Arkansas, or, you know, like Kansas City, or wherever you're traveling, because you have to travel where there's a big frozen piece of ice. Usually when we would travel, I would be traveling with all these other parents, and we drove separately, but you're at the game together. And there were people whose moods would literally be determined based upon the winning or the losing of a 8-year-old's team. So if their 8-year-old team, if their 8-year-old son or daughter would lose in a game of hockey, they would immediately begin to attack the ref. So then the next morning when we're all having breakfast, they're like, I can't believe it. I couldn't yesterday.
Clay, don't you know an optometrist?
Those freaking referees, those guys, they just totally screwed up the game. Now, I'm thinking to myself, these refs are probably making $11 an hour, $9 an hour.
They're probably 15 years old.
They're 15 to 16.
Yeah.
And I think the last thing on their list is to collude with the other team that's from out of town in exchange for a vast sum of money to make your child be unable to win the game.
It's a grand conspiracy.
Furthermore, after watching the game, I've determined that half of the kids don't even want to be on the ice. Their parents want them to be on the ice. And so these are 8-year-olds, you know?
Yeah. 8-year-olds, dude. 8-year-olds.
But there would be people that would be super upset about the hockey game, and it would dictate their entire weekend. And they would just complain on and on. I bet you 6 out of 10 of the people were just complaining endlessly about the refs. And when they weren't complaining about that, they were complaining about the travel schedule, the schedule of the tournament, when it started, when it ended, who chose what hotel we stayed in.
The stale bagel at the Continental Breakfast.
Yes. They're like, how come the hotel smells like chlorine? I mean, it's an endless complaint festival. But if you surround yourself with a high network, a high caliber network, you can spend your conversations, your time, planning how to grow, how to expand. You can work together in an alliance that can literally change your life. So when we come back, we're going to talk about the power of the mastermind and surrounding yourself with a powerful network. Stay tuned.